The mystery of the Dreamliner fire has baffled experts for a month. Our next story is about a mystery that's lasted roughly 66 million years. We've all heard that a huge asteroid wiped out the dinosaurs, but the truth is, no one has been able to show that it struck right before the extinction. Well, scientists now say they have proof, as NPR's Adam Cole reports.
66 million years ago, about three-quarters of all species on Earth disappeared. Not just dinosaurs, but most large mammals, fish, birds, even plankton. Scientists have known this for a long time, just from looking at the fossil record, but they couldn't figure out exactly what had caused the mass extinction. Of course, there were lots of theories.
Some of them are pretty wacky.
That's David Archibald, an evolutionary biologist from San Diego State University, who has studied the mass extinction.
Well, the really weird ones, of course, are space hunters came and killed them all off. They died of constipation. Mammals ate their eggs.
Then, in 1980, a new theory surfaced.
It's the one that everybody hears about all the time because it's most dramatic.
Near what is now the town of Chicxulub in the Yucatan Peninsula, an asteroid more than 5 miles across slammed into the Earth, causing tsunamis and earthquakes and smothering the world in a cloud of dust. It sounds like a movie premise, but the Chicxulub impact left behind evidence, small blobs of glass and a dusting of iridium, an element that is rare on Earth but common in meteorites. Many scientists came to believe that the Chicxulub asteroid and it alone killed off the dinosaurs, and the public ate it up.
Americans especially, we have this thing for big glitz and dramatic things. Instantaneous is better.
But the theory had its skeptics.
My name is Gerda Keller.
She's a geologist from Princeton, and she has her own theories about the mass extinction.
Volcanism has played a major role.
She's not talking about Spock. She's talking about supervolcanoes that spewed sulfur and carbon dioxide and poisoned the atmosphere. Keller says the dinosaurs were already on death's door by the time the asteroid showed up. And, she says, it's unclear when exactly the asteroid hit.
If that is the cause, it had to be precisely at the time of the mass extinction. It can't be before and it can't be afterwards.
And Keller's data suggests that the impact happened about 100,000 years before the mass extinction. Previous studies put it 180,000 years after the dinosaurs died off. Enter Paul Rennie, a geologist from UC Berkeley. To pin down the date, he headed out to the badlands of northeastern Montana.
It's a region that has yielded a huge number of dinosaur fossils over the years.
Rennie collected samples of ash that were deposited at the time of the mass extinction, just above that treasure trove of fossils. He also obtained some of the glass blobs left by the Chicxulub impact. Measuring the rate of decay of radioactive potassium from these two samples, Rennie was able to estimate the age of the impact and the age of the extinction.
And lo and behold, they are exactly the same. The impact has clearly occurred right at the extinction level.
The results are published in the journal Science. Gerda Keller thinks that Rennie's dates are right, but his samples come from one site in Montana, and she says the conclusions he makes are contradicted by other samples from Texas, where dating shows that the impact came long before the extinction. Still, there is one thing that Keller and Rennie agree on. No matter when the asteroid hit,
there were significant extinctions and ecological perturbations going on 1 million or 2 million years before the impact. So we think that something else was already happening.
And Rennie says that something was probably the series of volcanic eruptions that Keller has studied. The next step will be to pin down the age of those eruptions. Rennie and Keller will join Archibald and dozens of their colleagues at the Natural History Museum in London at the end of March to talk over their ideas.
I'm looking forward to rather spirited discussions.
Adam Cole, NPR News.